Hello.
Hello, my name is Rudy. I'm looking for the business owner.
No, this is a resident private phone.
All right, yeah, I'm calling you with Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. All right.
How long will it take?
I'm gonna try to make this as soon as, like, as quick as possible. Right. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
All right. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th of 2024? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Definitely vote.
All right, you're definitely going to vote. All right, give me 1 second, sir. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
The Democrat.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
All right. With which political party are you registered, sir? Democrat or Republican?
I think I'm independent.
All right. No problem. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, some college, graduate with an associate's degree of 2 years, or college graduate with a bachelor's degree of 4 years, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
All right. And what is your main racial background, sir? African American, Asian American, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
All right. And what is your age from 18 through 35, from 36 to 45, from 46 to 55, from 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 60.
All right. And from the following list, which issue would you state which issue should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family, sir? Would you say growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, illegal immigration, property insurance costs, the environment, crime and public safety, taxes, K-12 education, healthcare?
The first one, overdevelopment.
All right, growth and overdevelopment. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And if the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Put it in the middle. What was the middle one? Because I'm not committed. In the state legislature, I might go either way.
All right, yeah. So, like, there's either lean slightly to the Democratic candidate or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
But I would have to know which candidates we're talking about. But I'll say the lean slightly to the Republican.
Republican, all right. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
some would approve.
All right. And I'm going to read you a list of some some public officials in your community and you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Sabina Covo, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay, and Vicky Lopez, very favorable, somewhat...
I haven't heard of her. I'm not familiar.
All right. So now if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Biden.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting for Joe Biden or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
No, definitely. No, Trump is out of the question.
All right. And if the election for Florida State House of Representatives were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote for? Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate, or Sabina Covo, the Democratic candidate?
I got to know more about them, but
Vicky Lopez is the Republican candidate and Sabina Covo is the Democratic candidate.
Local, I usually vote Republican, but I got to know more about Vicky.
All right. So what should I put?
Let me see something.
We're almost done with
this. She's a member of the House. She's already Republican. Maybe her.
Okay, so I'm going to put Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate.
Yeah.
Would you say that you're definitely or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
All right. And I know, okay, so we're almost done. I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would that be very liberal?
Moderate.
Somewhat moderate, okay.
No, moderate.
All right. And what is your national ancestry? Would you say Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Cuban? All right.
Cuban.
Okay. And in your home, do you always speak English, mostly speak English?
English.
Oh, speak English and Spanish equally?
No, mostly English.
Okay. Always speak English. Mostly speak English, yeah. But speak some Spanish or always speak English?
I can speak Spanish, but my wife and my daughter speak almost always English.
All right. And were you born in the United States or outside of the United States, sir?
United States.
Okay. Well, that pretty much concludes our survey for today. I do want to thank you so much for your time, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Shit, can you just give me a phone? I know, but he's gonna finish that ball.
You're gonna have to give me copy.
I thought you left me something. You hit an apple with your shit. What you doing? Bring a motherfucking apple, nigga. Damn.
Look at me, little puppy.
Little what?
Little puppy.